This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Today is Inauguration Day as the 46th president is sworn into office. The festivities, protected by roughly 1,000 people. The national anthem will begin at 11:30 a.m. Eastern. President Trump is expected to grant clemency to nearly 150 people in his final hours of office. Former White House strategist Steve Bannon, one-time Trump fundraiser Elliot Brady, and rapper Lil Wayne were among 73 people granted pardons recently. In comparison, President Obama pardoned over 1,900 people. Hall of Fame pitcher and longtime baseball announcer Don Sutton died Monday night in his sleep at the age of 75. Sutton's 23-year-old Major League Baseball career started with the Los Angeles Dodgers in 1966. He remained with the franchise until 1980 and would later return in 1988 for his last season. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Whether it's COVID-19 or the fear of getting it, the number of workers calling in sick has nearly doubled since the pandemic began. USA Radio News' John Clemens has more.
Absenteeism itself reached near epidemic levels in November, with almost 1.8 million workers calling in sick to their employers. Attorney Quentin Brogdon, a partner in Crane, Brogdon Rogers of Dallas, Texas, tells us absenteeism has caught the attention of the FBI because it can disrupt the nation's supply chain.
Absenteeism has the potential to shut down a factory or shut down a business, and so the FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, has been involved and has warned employers to be on the lookout for fraud because it has the potential to disrupt interstate commerce. Therefore, it can be a federal crime.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Thanks for listening. We do appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
As thousands of people make their way through South and Central America for a better life in the United States under Biden's expected immigration policies, USA Radio News' Tim Berg reports on the latest.
Another Central American migrant caravan is heading north towards the U.S. border. It's estimated to be between 7,000 and 8,000 people strong. The migrants leaving Honduras and hoping Joe Biden's new immigration policy will allow them into the United States. Biden is telling the group to slow down, and former acting director of ICE, Tom Homan, says
his words matter, and it's saying to, you know, delay it. We're going to take care of you in the near future, but don't come right now. Too little, too late. The promises he has made is going to entice people to come to this country, no matter what he says. Now it's already started. The criminal gangs have already figured out the transportation routes. The caravans are already loaded up and coming, and more is going to come. You're going to see a surge at the border that we've never seen before because of the words of Joe Biden.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
No matter who wins the Super Bowl this year, history will be made.
No matter which teams make it to the Super Bowl in February, history will be made at the game. Sarah Thomas will become the first female official to work a Super Bowl. Thomas will serve as the down judge for the officiating crew. She's worked four postseason games in her six seasons with the National Football League. She became the league's first female on-field official in 2015. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. You better stop now. What's
we got
that sound? Everybody look what's going.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, hello America, Bill Martinez here, and we have Dr. Carol Swain joining us, former university professor, political science, professor of law at Vanderbilt University Law School, host of Be the People podcast and the radio show. Dr. Swain, good to have you with us. How are you?
I am doing great.
Well,
I also have a new,
go ahead.
New YouTube show called Conversations with Dr. Carol Swain that's on my website, Be the People News.
Well, excellent. Well, congratulations on that. We always love having you here, and for you to have a continuous conversation with the people about things that are political, things about life, are so important. You know, things that you shared in the classroom and that you've mentored along the way as a result of your experiences. As we've talked many times before, Carol. I mean. It's just been an incredible life, and I, the question whenever I talk with people who have had similar experiences is my question is, where else but America could you have possibly realized anything near the dream that you have been able to realize?
I agree, and I feel that the America that I've known all my life no longer exists, but I do trust God, and I understand that as a Christian, this is not our home anyway.
Right.
You know, we are exiles, we are aliens, and that we're going to be okay regardless of what form the United States of America takes.
We're going to be okay, but what about everybody else? See, that's where I think our responsibility comes in, is that God has placed us here to be that voice of love and freedom, to demonstrate to others what, the power of God in our lives. Because what's happened now, we're at a crossroads within our nation where you've got, it's either ideology or theology. Ideology is without God, theology, of course, with God. And we have seen this. You and I have talked about this before. In the recent decades, there has been this gradual but yet consistent turn away from God. And then we wonder why, those that do not have faith, they wonder why we're in the chaos we're in.
Well, I feel, as a believer, and I've gone through quite a bit of turmoil connected with the election and how things were handled. But I find myself today, just feeling peace in the sense, again, that God is in control. If I look at the scriptures like Romans 13:1 and Daniel 2:21, 13:1 is about, obeying the authorities, and 2:21 is about God, raises up leaders. I have to comport myself, under those biblical injunctions. I don't go silent, but at the same time, we are in a new situation, but we've been there before. We were there when Barack Obama was elected.
Yeah. Yeah, we've been there actually from day one. I mean, let's go back. When the Pilgrims first came here, they made a covenant with God. God honored that covenant. I believe he honors it to this day. And even though it may seem on the surface that things, didn't necessarily go our way or the way that we expected, but God's plan is irrefutable. You know, what encouraged me, Carol, was I think about a month ago in my daily reading in Psalm 37, I was told, be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when men succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. Refrain from anger and turn from wrath. Do not fret. It leads only to evil. And that's yes. what we have to be careful of, right? Is that we don't let our emotions run away with us. And then next thing you know, kind of like the same thing as we've been dealing with COVID, is, we're having the solution be worse than the disease itself.
I agree 100%. Well, the news today is that the 1776 commission that President Trump appointed, and I was a member of, we issued our report on Monday, we're going to be eliminated today.
Right. Well, the things that had to do with we the people, we're realizing that under this new administration, everything that this country was based on is being thrown out again, because we're throwing God out, first of all. It's all about ideology. Theology is out. I think it's ironic and quite rich that, the president-elect is, has called on Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell to meet him at church this morning. I think even as we speak, they're attending a service, prior to the inauguration. But at the same time, I appreciate, and I know you do as well, that God will not be mocked. God will not be mocked. You know, we will reap what we have sown. And, and what happens when you deviate, there's either the truth or no truth. There's not relevant truth. There's not something in between. It's either true or it isn't. And we're being forced to believe something that is not true. We're being forced not to talk about it. But like, from your experience, you cannot stifle, ultimately you can't stifle speech, because even in communist countries, when people are being sent to, re-education camps and all the other oppressions that's going on, people are still finding a way, whether it's in an underground church, meeting silently, their voice, cannot be stifled 100%.
I agree absolutely that we will find other ways to communicate if the political left continues its agenda to stamp out all free speech as it applies to conservatives and Christians.
Mm-hmm. But God knew this was coming. And we were told early on, told in the Bible, in the book of Isaiah, whoa. I always love that, real simple three-letter word, whoa. And it comes screaming at you out of the Bible, right? Woe on that day when you call good evil and evil good. Sweet, sour, sour, sweet, right? And it appears that we are at that juncture in the history of this great country.
We are, and some people think it happened quickly, but yet it didn't. If you watch Marxism and how it morphed into cultural Marxism and the plans of Herbert Marcuse and Saul Alinsky and all of those things that were outlined decades ago, so this has been a slow, gradual march through the institutions, and we are at a point in American history where I feel that the progressives have captured every major institution in America, including the courts, and it did not happen overnight.
No, you're exactly right, but the legacy of Donald Trump will be the conservative judges that he was able to place. Now, are they greatly influenced there? Is there some disappointing things that have happened? I still believe is yet to be understood. But there will be a time with all these judges where they're going to have to decide who they're going to serve. Are they going to serve these new masters of the bureaucracy, of the progressive bureaucracy, or are they going to hold true to constitutional principles? And as I've always said, sometimes you have to fall off the roof to realize the gravity still exists.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
Hey, we're back with you, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, we're talking with Dr. Carol Swain. Just a moment ago, I was telling her about a new commentary that's coming out that I just finished writing. I'm about 90% there. I've got to run it by my dear editor and an ally, Tennessee Bob, because he's got to get his eyes on it. But the title of this commentary is... is you think I care that you hate Trump. You know, the thing that I care about, Carol, about this in hating Trump is that the lost emotion, the wasted emotion that is expended, you know, with hate and anger and the bitterness. I mean, what people are doing to their own minds in actively hating somebody. And I look back and I go, wait a minute. Answer honestly without the narrative that you've been fed by the establishment media and big tech and that sort of thing about Donald Trump. You know, what did Donald Trump do to you personally? You know, the fact that he made our country energy independent the first time since, you know, since Truman, you know, that we're energy. Did that hurt you? Were you offended when he gave you the biggest tax break you've ever had? I mean, I don't remember, you know, but for Ronald Reagan, when we got the last tax break, I don't think any other Democratic president has given us a tax break in the recent era. You know, what was it that Donald Trump did to you in reclaiming your jobs, bringing back your jobs that you lost under previous administrations, Barack Obama's especially, that sold our jobs overseas? He brings them back so you have a job so you can be happy and productive again. You're providing for your family. You're not standing in line in the welfare line any longer. You're in a paycheck line. You're earning your way and you're happier and happy again. Is that what offends you? And that's why you hate Trump? Go ahead.
The other thing that Trump did was look at how many racial and ethnic minorities that he brought into the party. And I don't know if that will continue, mm-hmm. but I know that he had record-breaking support among racial and ethnic minorities in this last election.
And the thing is that's still concerning is, you know, and the Democrats continue to play the identity politics. And they go to people who are on entitlements, and they've gotten away with this age-old threat that, oh, if you vote Republican, that check that you get, your check that you get every month is going away. And they've been able to get away with this. I mean, this is such, you know, such a cheap offer, you know, from the Democrats. And sadly, you know, when that's all you have is a government paycheck and the threat of losing that, you know, in some sense, you can't blame the people for responding the way in which they do. It's unfortunate.
Well, what I find unfortunate is that so much of it is the politics of fear.
Yes.
And so the people that they're manipulating, they live miserable lives because they are motivated by fear and also hatred.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, that's such a poisonous emotion, isn't it? I mean, that you would hate. I mean, how when you're filled with hate, how much room for love do you have? How much joy can you have, right?
Yeah, it's life sapping if that's how you are being motivated by hatred of other people because of their beliefs or their religion or race.
Well, look at what COVID's done to us. I mean, you speak of fear. I mean, you know, we're fearful of this disease, and it's causing us to experience exactly what you're saying right now, some emotions and some feelings that otherwise, you know, we weren't feeling before COVID, but suddenly, you know, we're upset when we go into a place of business or a restaurant and somebody's not wearing a mask, or you go to church, they're not wearing a mask. And people, you know, their emotions are tripped so easily, all because of this fear mongering. And what is the purpose of fear by the lever pullers of our bureaucracy? It's so that they can control us. And that's exactly what they're doing is they're controlling us. They're, you know, causing our emotions to be whipped up so that they can have their way with us.
Yes, I can't deny any of that. It's true.
Well, Carol, you and the other people associated with the 1776 Foundation was so powerful. I mean, it was a balance. It was a needed balance of, you know, getting back to, you know, first principles, as I've been saying. You know, I've questioned the benefit, the true benefit of what politics has offered you know, the people. It has gotten us angry with one another. It has misserved us. And the people, you know, because this is a government of, for, by, we the people, we're in that position. We just need to understand and activate our citizenship in such a way to where government works for our good and not for their good.
Well, President Biden's decision to eliminate the 1776 commission will not, you know, stop the dissemination of the report, because it will be online on my website, Be the People News, as well as Hillsdale College and other places. And educators who want to use our recommendations and the report, they will be able to access it and integrate it into their curriculum. And so they can eliminate it from the White House. They can eliminate the commission, but they can't stop or hide the work we've done.
Exactly. Give us some few highlights from this, Carol, while we're talking about it, because for those that, I mean, there's so much you think, well, people should know about this, just like they should have known about Hunter Biden. They don't know, you know, and so we need to get that message out. And if you'll send me that link, I'll make sure that it's linked on our website as well, because, you know, yourself and Bob Woodson, I mean, I just so respect your heart and your passion, you know, for, you know, because to me, you know, they talk about, the Democrats are talking about healing a nation. Well, you can't heal the nation with lies. You've got to expose the truth, don't you?
Right. And the 1776 commission created by President Trump is not the same as Bob Woodson's 1776 Unite. Mm. I have been a part of both. But the 1776 Commission was distinguished scholars and historians, mostly. Mm-hmm. Some people were not, you know, necessarily academics. And we put together a report that started with the Declaration of Independence in 1776. And it shows historical highlights of how that document impacted, you know, the abolition of slavery and the civil rights movement and various things that have followed. And it's we also acknowledge the fact that slavery, you know, it was a great evil, but even the people that were drafting the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, in their writings and in their discussions, they knew that the institution had to go, the institution of slavery. Mm. And so within those documents, they put in the language that would be used to eliminate that.
Yes.
And so what we are encouraging people to do, the key thing, is to educate our students by having them read original documents. And so that would include, you know, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution. And mm-hmm. then there were certain books that I thought was important for every American to read. And one was Booker T. Washington's Up From Slavery. That is a book that I think that it shows you how Americans of different races, like the white philanthropists, how they contributed to the creation of black schools and colleges and universities. And coming out of slavery, it has always been a united effort to overcome between blacks and whites working for a better America.
Exactly. Well, I'm glad to hear you express it and to enlighten our audience. There's so much that we don't know that we need to know, and to realize that, you know, there are forces out there that want us, you know, want to keep us blind, boxed, and begging and at each other's throat. And of course, racial identity, the race card, has been something that the left has used very effectively, and we've got to eliminate that weapon from their arsenal, and this is the best way to do it. Dr. Carol Swain, thank you for being
mortgage
with us.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 30-year fixed rate at 2.375 with a 2.375 5.39% APR with no lender fees. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.375 with a 2.39% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.375 with a 2.39% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Today is Inauguration Day as the 46th president is sworn into office. The festivities, protected by tens of thousands of National Guardsmen, will be attended by roughly 1,000 people. The national anthem will begin at 11:30 a.m. Eastern. President Trump is expected to grant clemency to nearly 150 people in his final hours of office. Former White House strategist Steve Bannon, one-time Trump fundraiser Elliot Brady, and rapper Lil Wayne were among 73 people granted pardons recently. In comparison, President Obama pardoned over 1,900 people. Hall of Fame pitcher and longtime baseball announcer Don Sutton died Monday night in his sleep at the age of 75. Sutton's 23-year-old Major League Baseball career started with the Los Angeles Dodgers in 1966. He remained with the franchise until 1980 and would later return in 1988 for his last season. This is USA Radio News.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Well, you better believe that. We, that is the operative pronoun. You got to decide if you're all in or not, ladies and gentlemen, if we're going to get this country back on track. And thank you for joining in on the force for good that works for all Americans, not only Republicans and Democrats, but everybody, all included, that continues to keep that light shining bright. Rick Manning is with us right now, the president of Americans for Limited Government. He's with number 45 at his farewell, I don't know what to call it, Rick, a farewell campaign or farewell, speech event there, because the president's original design for how he was going to leave Washington, D.C. And finish out his presidency has been, his wings were clipped a little bit here, right?
Well, yeah, it's one of the, first of all, at the end of every president's term, they do a going away thing. Mm-hmm. And it's a, typically it's at Andrews Air Force Base. It's pretty emotional. The president comes in on Marine One from the White House. It's basically a lot of the White House staff and political staff are there, mm-hmm. and some friends. And I was really blessed to be able to be here. But the he gets up, he then makes a couple of remarks, and then turns around and he gets on Air Force One and flies off.
Yes,
and it's a. It's really extraordinary. It's the combination of the pride and the amount that was accomplished for America in the last 4 years, combined with the disappointment and a resoluteness to to make certain that the gains of the last 4 years, the freedoms that were gained over the last 4 years are not taken away.
Mm-hmm.
Really makes it a unique kind of circumstance. And yes, the circumstances of the election made this much more melancholy than it would have been otherwise.
Yeah, without a doubt. Rick, the fact checkers are already out. I mean, you know, they're claiming, you know, Trump is not being, integrous with his statements, whether it has to do with taxes, things he accomplished during his administration. I think it's difficult to refute. But again, this has been the issue from day one about Donald Trump and his accomplishments. And sadly, it's going to be years down the road when sobriety is able to come in and truth has been able to be realized on a greater level that people are going to appreciate that he's been probably one of the greatest presidents in the modern era.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. What they call Trump derangement syndrome has been so prevalent in a lot of the media. It's almost astonishing that the president got almost 75 million votes in spite of that. The fact is, on taxes went down for a vast majority of Americans. That
yes.
is not disputable. Did the people in California and New York, were they upset about the fact that they weren't able to write off their excessive state and local taxes as much as they used to be able to? Of course they were.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's not I don't know why people in Nebraska have to subsidize people in New York's high tax base.
Yes.
And, you know, so those are decisions, and I'm confident that the incoming administration will attempt to increase everybody's taxes and call it a tax cut.
Yeah.
And have the politifacts of the world say, oh, yeah, it's a tax cut because some poor people got their taxes cut. So that's so I'm confident that they'll play that game. And, you know, we just have to stand up for truth.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, the thing is, in fact, I'm writing a commentary. I'm just about ready to be released. And it's, you know, part of it is who told you that Trump was a liar? You know, who told you that, you know, all these things that were accomplished from energy independence to the stopping of endless wars and the improvement of our national security? Who told you otherwise? Do you know that for your own knowledge, or were you told that? And that's what's happened. This Trump derangement syndrome has been fueled by the establishment media narrative, and people are about to find out a clear contrast, as if they didn't need to know already, because we experienced 8 years under Obama Biden, and what
right.
we're going to have is something even more severe then. And if I remember correctly, the misery index was almost off the charts under that previous, two administrations.
Well, that's correct. Economically, what we had was effectively a jobless recovery. Wages were stagnant, and they made a big deal of the income disparity in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an issue that they caused. Okay, they made the middle class poorer, and they made the wealthy richer. And so
right.
then they talk about having to have government fix the problem that they caused. President Trump, in 4 years, narrowed the income disparity, the wealth disparity. In the first 3 years, a vast majority of the wealth in this country went to increases in wages for people in the lower 20th percentile. The people who made the least amount of money got the biggest wage increases, and the people who made the most amount of money got the least amount of wage increases.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a direct result of a labor demand situation that was put in place because of getting immigration under control, because of getting our trade policy under control, and creating tax systems that actually rewarded businesses for hiring people.
Mm-hmm.
And so, as opposed to punishing them. So those are the things that the president did. It disproportionately benefited people who were at the lower end of the wage scale, and quite honestly, people who were African American and Hispanic. And it's and the fact that, you know, whether or not he was politically rewarded with people's votes it doesn't matter. What matters mm-hmm. is the fact. And the fact is, before the pandemic,
yes.
we had unprecedented wage growth and unprecedented job growth amongst communities that have been traditionally been left behind. And they can't take that fact away. They can't can ignore it. They can lie about it, but they can't take it away because it is a fact. When you look at the data from February of 2019, before the pandemic, 2020, actually, before the pandemic, it was unprecedented what was being done. And and I think people will remember that, you know, I had hope and now I don't. So it's a, but, you know, from my perspective, we have to keep our eye on the ball. And that's preserving freedom. And, Bill, since I'm at Andrews Air Force Base, and the people at Andrews Air Force Base are getting cold, and they're trying to get us all to get on a bus.
Yes.
I have to get on a bus, and but if you want to reconnect in about 10 minutes, I can.
Okay, well, we'll see what we can do here, and we'll let you go. We appreciate you coming on the show, and we'll try and pick you up here in about another 10 minutes or so, okay?
Thank you, buddy.
All right, buddy. Okay, safe travels. Rick Manning, and Rick is on with us every week, and I'm just so appreciative of his time. He's the president of Americans for Limited Government, and he's there at Andrews with the president and, you know, the special guests that were there to see this president off. It is a sad day. It's with mixed emotions, really, that, you know, the president, the 45th president of the United States is leaving this way and that he's not attending the inauguration. In part, certainly, you understand why and, you know, and you wish that, you know, it didn't have to be that way, that he would have been there for the inauguration like past presidents. Vice President Pence will be there at the inauguration, as part of the, traditional ceremony of our country. But we've known, Donald Trump from day one has bucked tradition. You know, this is why, you know, the forgotten men and women of Main Street America wanted an outsider to come in. We have, for a long time, realized that our government was ineffective, inefficient, and the bureaucracy was so heavy and the government was so heavy that how could it be managed by somebody in a political process that we needed to have some business acumen brought in to the White House? And I believe there's some major takeaways for we the people to gather from this. I think a lot of their theoretical ideas of what it would be like if we had a businessman, a true chief executive officer in the Oval Office, what it could mean, I think we saw a lot of positive things. But we also saw what happened there, and that is that you had a lot of jealous people that did not like the idea that an outsider was in the White House.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
As I think back on the past 4 years, one image rises in my mind above all others. Whenever I traveled all along the motorcade route, there were thousands and thousands of people. They came out with their families so that they could stand as we passed and proudly wave our great American flag. It never failed to deeply move me. I knew that they did not just come out to show their support of me. They came out to show me their support and love for our country. This is a republic of proud citizens who are united by our common conviction that America is the greatest nation in all of history. We are and must always be a land of hope, of light, and of glory to all the world. This is the precious inheritance that we must safeguard at every single turn.
From the President's farewell address to America, I know many of you have heavy hearts in watching the departure of this president, and we'll see if we can reconnect with Rick Manning, who was there with the president for his farewell at Andrews Air Force Base. And, you know, it's quite touching. I think also, lest we forget, what the First Lady had to say as well, her farewell address, on point. I mean, what a blessing as a First Lady and an example that she has been. And, of course, you know, you've got progressives and those that want to take cheap shots at her and things like that. I mean, it was endless. And I, you know, to hear Rick Manning, you know, talk and remember about the difference between the Obama administrations and the challenges we had with our economy and remember shovel ready jobs. And he kind of laughed that I guess they weren't so shovel ready after all. But, you know, the fact of the matter is that we had people ready for those shovel ready jobs. And instead of going to work, it kept them in the welfare line. And the other thing that was very difficult for people to manage is that as we were suffering through this malaise, you know, his First Lady, by comparison, was jet-setting all over the place with her posse. I don't know if you ever saw the numbers, but they were disgusting. The numbers, and I'm talking about the people's money that was spent on vacations and, you know, flights all over the place. I mean, they were living large at the people's expense while we were in despair. Those are the facts, okay? And you can check them out yourself. But, you know, we've kind of forgotten that. And meanwhile, you had people within that administration, whether it was Hillary Clinton, and of course with some new documents being released, even realize how heinous it was and how corrupt it was with the Steele documents, you know, and this information that was withheld from the people. Why was this stuff withheld all this time? I mean, these are things that we should have known about the FBI and should have known about the Steele dossier, and that even Steele himself said, yeah, he knew he was working, you know, he's riding two horses, you know, the FBI and of course, his client, Hillary Clinton. And he had to choose a horse at the end of the day. And guess what? One horse wasn't paying him any money. It was, Hillary Clinton was his client, and she was the only one paying him money, so he had to go on that horse and abandon the FBI, and that's why he released, if it wasn't for that, he wouldn't have released, the dossier, you know, to the media, and we wouldn't have been able to talk about it, and even then have kind of a rough idea, not the full story. But you had that going on in the administration, and Joe Biden himself, I mean, you know, the stuff with Hunter Biden, and, you know, the entanglements with Ukraine, and the communist Chinese, I mean, look at. We're going into this with our eyes wide open, ladies and gentlemen, and I am still very hopeful that this will remain a government of for by we the people, and we the people are mounting up. I mean, that's what happened on January the 6th. I mean, forget about, you know, whatever the media would want us to believe that it was an insurrection and, you know, these riots that took place. I mean, we experienced, what, 9 months of riots, buildings burning down and, you know, people dying. Yes, the five people died on January the 6th. You know, this is why you try not to let things get to the point where there's riotous behavior. And again, I maintain, at least from my humble perspective, that I did not see where the president said anything that was, rose to the level of insurrection. I didn't hear him tell the people to go out there and burn the building down and destroy things. He talked about a peaceful protest, to go over there and let your voice be heard. But there is no insurrection, but that's what we're told that we're supposed to believe. And we must believe that. And that's what we must say. If we don't, then, you know, we're conspirators, or, you know, we're detached, from reality. And this is what fuels their argument that, people with my consideration and my viewpoint need to be re-educated. That somehow we've been indoctrinated by the Trump Kool-Aid in 4 years, which is amazing to me, because of all the negative narrative that went against Donald Trump, clearly from the establishment media and big tech and on, how there wasn't much room for a Donald Trump narrative. I mean, the Donald Trump narrative, you know, came out organically because people saw something that was not right. You know, they just said, this doesn't make sense that here you are, I mean, saying that the president was elected by the Russians. You spend $70 million, you have all these attorneys, and it wasn't even like you had, the deck was stacked and you had a bunch of Republican attorneys. No, it was just the opposite. You had a bunch of Democratic attorneys, people that had contributed to the Hillary Clinton campaign. So they had a reason to fight. I mean, they were passionate to find something wrong, you know, with this whole deal. And the best they could come up with was Michael Flynn, you know, because he was talking with somebody. Well, we're right now, it's being reported that Joe Biden is already negotiating with Iran. Well, wait a minute. He's not president yet. What is he doing? What's going on? You know, John Kerry had crossed the line. And, I guess on one side, it doesn't matter. They get to get away with it, but if it's a Republican, boy, somebody's got hell to pay. They're going to jail. They're going to be stripped of all their finances. They're going to have the full force of the government coming after them, causing them to sign something that isn't necessarily true, which we found out very clearly with Jerome Corsi, when Dr. Corsi, who reported on this and been on the show many times, to talk about what kind of pressure he had to endure. And his wife told him, said, Jerome, you know, I'd much rather visit you in jail than for you to buckle and be less a man and go along with an absolute lie because of the FBI. And he was encouraged to stand on the truth. And look what happened. They couldn't do anything. They finally relented. And this is how powerful the truth can be, is that it can cause liars and deceivers to back off. And Jerome Corsi and his family, thank God, were able to do this. And this is all an example and stuff down the road. Historically, when we look at this period of time, we will just see just how corrupt the system was. And Donald Trump, as an agent of exposure, came in and showed America the abject corruption that is pervasive within our government. And so what are we going to do about it? Well, I guess what we did about it was we elected someone into office who was part of all that corruption. We got Rick Manning back with us. Rick is off the bus, and after what had to be an emotional time to be there and to witness, the president's departure from Andrews, Rick.
Yes, it really was. I really need to emphasize that the president was... He really pushed the celebrity to kind of a celebration note in terms of recognizing the huge number of accomplishments by this administration. And he wanted people to feel upbeat about the future and to be assured that he wasn't leaving the stage, that he was moving to, he's flying off to Florida, but that he was still... he didn't quite use the MacArthur term, I'll be back.
But, yes.
Mm-hmm. Or is that a Schwarzenegger term?
No.
But one or the other. I shall return or I'll be back.
I'll be back as Schwarzenegger, but I shall return was General MacArthur. Yes, exactly.
Yes. Yeah. So it's a, but that was definitely the tone of it. We did not witness a man who was leaving the public stage defeated. We witnessed a man who was leaving the public stage determined to make certain that America remains the greatest country in the history of the world.
Yeah, and in his own manner, he left with his dignity and in his way, not the way Nancy Pelosi would want him to leave, or Schumer, or these other lever pullers. For them, it's all about power. But Donald Trump, if we remember, 4 years ago, it was returning the government to its rightful hands of we the people. But, that disturbed the forces there in the bureaucracy and the deep state. And look at the power grab is in full force, and we'll get to witness it once again.
Well, we will. And, one of the things we have to do is we have to hold our legislators accountable, both at the federal and the state level. I don't want to dismiss the state level.
Absolutely important, critical, because the buckling of the states, this is what exacerbated this past election. I clearly see this, Rick, that they didn't have the tenacity and the intestinal fortitude to withstand all the legal forces that came down from Eric Holder et al.
No, they didn't. And one of the things that people need to remember, while we it's frustrating what happened on the federal level, on the state level, the Republicans did really well.
Yeah.
And
it's in their hands now, Rick, and they've got to be able to exercise that. Rick Manning has been with us. Rick, thank you so much. Godspeed, buddy.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and